a good day. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day Show. I'm Jennifer Horn. That is Roberta Fasinelli, our queen of
Jeep. This is Roberta Fasinelli.
There she is. And Ken Kessler standing by. Also, Michael Fortier holding things down for us in our studio in Washington, D.C. And Dougie is missing. Guys, you may notice that usually I'm not the one doing the talking here. It's usually Dougie. He's out sick again today, so we're sending good thoughts over to Dougie. He's really been battling with the stomach bug, over the last 2, 3, 4 weeks, I think.
You know, people I know who've gotten it, it lingers and lingers and lingers. It's just awful.
And, you know, Dougie doesn't like to be sick. He doesn't get sick.
He prides himself.
He does. And so he's been saying it's like this bad lobster he's been eating. But I have to tell him, bad lobster doesn't last for 4 weeks.
No, it's that stuff in the refrigerator that's there like for 18 years and then he makes soup out of it.
I know. And he does. He's like the worst. He holds on to things until it's like, you know. But then it's penicillin. That's probably why his immune system is treating itself with
that. It's a new life form.
I think the lovely lady in his life, Meredith, has gone through and like cleaned out all the stuff that could potentially kill him from his kitchen, I think. So, I don't know if we can even blame that. I think maybe it's just a bug is a bug is a bug. But hey, the Olympics are going on, and the United States is doing I mean, we're doing okay.
Shaun White not to make it yesterday. I don't know if you watched that snowboarding. It was just heartbreaking.
He was number four, right? He came into
number four.
He lost to somebody named iPod. Did you know
whatever
that?
The Russian kid, whatever his name is.
But, yeah, because no one can say it, so it's,
no
it's
one
like.
Can say, but the kid speaks perfect English.
Or something.
Yeah, he speaks perfect English, and apparently the two of them are great friends.
The Swiss snowboarder iPod is his name. Iori, I think, is his first name, or Yuri.
Something
I'm not
like
sure.
That. Igor. I ring the bell, master.
But it was pretty unbelievable because Shaun White's like the celebrity of the Olympics. He is Mr. Olympics, and he just after defending his gold medals 2 times in a row, he came in fourth, kind of a bummer. But United States is hanging in there. It's still early. Just to run down the medal counts for the top 10 countries competing, number 10 is Sweden. They've got 4 medals. Slovenia also with 4 medals there at number 9. 8 is Australia. Switzerland coming in at number 7. Germany number 6. The Russian Federation number 5. They've got 7 medals. The United States, here we are, number 4. We have 7 medals total. 2 golds, 1 silver, 4 bronze. The Netherlands have 8 medals. Canada number 2 has 9 medals. And then Norway killing everybody with 11 medals.
Well, they've got thunk.
I know.
Norway does well in a Winter Olympics.
Go figure. They took off their horns and they're fighting it out. 4 golds, 3 silvers, and 4 bronzes. So,
the Norwegians, they won.
Yeah. Leif would be proud. I think everybody on the team is named Leif, isn't it?
It's all the reindeer meat they eat.
So we have to have a segment now called What the Blank with Bob Costas's Eye.
It's becoming alien.
I feel so sad for this guy because it started in like one side of his face and now it's expanded. And it's like so bad that the NBC has pulled him off TV.
That's right, yeah. I was surprised to see Matt Lauer last night.
It's really gross. He had an infection in one eye and then it spread to both eyes. He called Matt Lauer on Tuesday on the Today Show and asked him to cover the rest of the Olympic coverage for that night. Quote, he said, reluctantly, I was trying to throw a complete game here, but I think we're going to have to go to the bullpen. And I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but you're Mariano Rivera, at least tonight. That's what he told Matt Lauer on the Today Show. Let's hope it's only tonight. I'm walking around. I might as well be playing Marco Polo. I have no idea where I am. This infection really took over on Monday evening when he downed a glass of vodka on the air with a fellow NBC host, Mary Carrillo, because he's like desperate. He said, I'm looking at it this way, though. My eyes can't get any redder no matter what I do. And he said, by the way, I will be doing the shots of vodka starting in about 15 minutes. Lauer joked
after. It's all red and swollen. And I mean, I'm going to play armchair doctor here because something similar like that happened to me. I had a small pimple on the side of my face. And literally overnight, the left side of my face blew up like Quasimodo. And I went to the doctor and the doctor gave me some antibiotics. They did absolutely nothing. I went back to the doctor and I said, check me for MRSA. I mean, I had to tell
the
doctor.
Oh, for the staph infection, yeah.
Yep, and just sure enough, that's what it was.
I think he has the conjunctifuncta, which
But that's
conjunctivitis.
But also, yeah, could cause that too. Conjunctivitis is the symptom, but it's not, you know, the cause behind it. So
either he's been rubbing his face on his dirty sheets in his hotel. We've heard that the accommodation,
which is possible. Yeah. I mean, you could put, you know, I mean, I bet that place is just like a cauldron of bacteria.
Well, and we've heard
area.
That it's not ready. I mean, the hotel rooms were not ready. Yeah. Everything was kind of in icky. So, you know, whether it came from the water in Russia, whether he came to Russia with it, or if he like rubbed himself on a dirty pillowcase, I don't know. But the poor guy, I mean, just suffering.
Now you can pick up, you know, stuff like, and especially if it is something like MRSA, you can pick that up just in the community, just on the plane, just, you know,
just
going to a restaurant anywhere.
I mean, I know. My dad just
maybe he ate something out of Doug's fridge.
Oh, maybe
this is true. That could have happened too.
That can cause a conjunctivitis. It's just so sad. I'm surprised, and I'm sure. I mean, it actually, his eye condition has been trending on social media, maybe even more than the Sochi Olympics. I'm surprised that someone hasn't like done, you know, Bob Costas's pink eye, like they did Angelina Jolie's leg. You know?
There is a Twitter account for Bob Costas's eye.
Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Well, hopefully he'll feel better. That's awful and embarrassing. Poor guy. Now, it's cold. Roberto will tell you it's cold on the East Coast. 14 degrees in New York City this morning.
14 degrees.
And Atlanta really being hit hard again. They're expecting more snow today. There was rain and ice overnight. They're thinking even like eight inches of ice in some areas, which is crazy. And because of that, Atlanta is such a hub for travel. There's just a lot of flight disruptions going on.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Atlanta is out of control. And then also Charlotte, North Carolina.
Right. And even Dallas.
That's U.S. Air is Charlotte. Right, Dallas with American. So, like, the three major airlines, you know, Delta, U.S. Air, and American are like, you know.
Yeah, so if you're traveling anywhere today,
totally
even if you're not
up.
Going close to the south, just check your flights, because as of last night at 10 p.m., 1,330 flights had been canceled. And then this morning, more than 2,450 flights have been preemptively canceled, and another 590 flights already preemptively canceled for tomorrow.
Yeah.
So the good news is most of the big airlines are waiving change fees, and they're relaxing their rebooking rules. So if you're ticketed to fly through these airports, you should be able to reschedule. But Ken and I were talking, Roberta, earlier on in the last hour, that how much of a fiscal impact does this have on the airlines? They've got to take a hit every time they have to close down these flights.
Huge. And also, you know, I mean, they make a tremendous amount of money on these just absolutely hated change fees they make people pay. And, you know, and normally if you rebook a flight, you have to pay a higher fare, because usually the fares go up by the time that you're rebooking. So it's they're taking a hit. They're taking a hit besides the lost revenue. But don't forget, they're saving money, too, in jet fuel.
That's true. They don't actually have to fly, there's a hard cost to actually putting the plane up in the air.
Yeah, there's a hard cost. But then again, they do have to move planes around. So I'm not sure whether or not they have to pay additional, you know, rent fees at airports to, like, stick the planes in other places. Because they have to get the ideas.
They have to get the planes out of there.
They just want to get them out of there. They don't even want them in, Delta doesn't want their flights in Atlanta with, an inch of ice on them.
Yeah. Well, if you're flying Delta, Southwest, U.S. Air, American, make sure you check those flights to make sure you're okay, because those are some big hub areas for those airlines. And Roberta has some Queen of Cheap for us up next. I can't wait to save some money.
I do.
16 minutes past the hour here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer. It was Boston Beer.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Valentine's Day coming, you'll find that Sam's Club also offers an impressive selection of gift ideas, including gorgeous roses, guaranteed to be fresh for 7 days, delicious chocolates, and beautiful jewelry, all for less than you thought possible. Become a member by February 17th, and you'll get a gift card worth up to $20. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva who dumps the
dime. Sorry, it is Roberta Fasnelli and the Queen of Cheap, and she's brought to you today by Kohl's. Kohl's is proud to recognize young volunteers for their commitment to service. Do you know a young volunteer age 6 to 18 making a difference in the community? Nominate him or her for the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Top winners will receive $10,000 in scholarships toward higher education. Nominations are open now through March 14th. Don't wait. Nominate a young volunteer today. To learn more, visit kohlskids.com. All right, Roberta, what's the big deal today?
I need my music.
Oh, she wants it again.
Thank you very much.
The diva of dumpster.
She needs the intro. Wow, 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 wow.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
I have to hear my Bruce before.
Messing with the queen here. You got to have it right.
Let's start off with, how about a cheap breakfast and coffee? Burger King, they have a breakfast muffin sandwich and coffee, only $2.99. Offer ends March 2nd, available during breakfast hours only. Here's something for us girls, Jennifer.
Yes.
How about a free makeover and a free taxi ride?
I love makeovers and taxi rides. Where do we get it?
Right. Lord and Taylor, they got a promotion going on called Get Uber Beautiful. And what it is, you go into your local Lord and Taylor and you get a total makeover from the beauty advisors. And then, of course, you buy something. And then once you buy something, you get a free taxi ride up to $20 from Uber. Uber is that new service that you download the app.
Sure.
And when you need a taxi, you just kind of like, you know, touch on the app. It GPSs you and it calls the nearest taxi driver and brings a taxi over. And for us in New York, this is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have it out in, like, you know, Chicago and the Los Angeles and all the major cities have it right now. So this is a great deal. Where
and the cars,
beautiful.
They smell better than cabs.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. You get a makeover and you get a free taxi ride. That's good through Valentine's Day. Macaroni Grill has a great Valentine's Day special. 4 courses for just 20 seconds. And Lane Bryan, $10 off a $10 purchase. All at DougSteffen.com.
Cool. Check them out. Roberta Fasnelli at DougSteffen.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25.
Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Keep your hands to yourself.
This is a fun one. This is a Georgia Satellite.
I love this song.
I know. Isn't it great? Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah.
This is the top five songs from 1987 here on Good Day. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, and Ken Kessler in for Doug Steffen today. He is out feeling a little under the weather. So when he's gone, we have a little fun. So it's Dance Dance Party, everybody.
Woo!
Crank it up, Michael, just like Dougie says. Get ready. Roberta?
She said, don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, number five. All right, let's move over to number four now. Samantha Fox, Touch Me.
Keep your hands to yourself, followed by
Now Touch Me.
Yeah, right, there you go.
Sounds like my Friday night. Now, Samantha Fox, she was the reason I even wanted to do these top five songs from 1987. When I was a little kid, Samantha Fox was like IT it. She was the thing. And she probably had two, three hits. And they never play her anymore. So when you get a chance to hear Samantha Fox.
Samantha who? What?
Was she Australian, Kenny?
I think she was British.
A Brit, okay. All right. Samantha Fox with Touch Me at number four. Now one of my faves from the 80s. Come on. Cyndi Lauper at number three. Change of Heart.
Keep your hands to yourself, touch me, and
change your heart. Wait till the next one.
There you go.
The whole story.
And the one after that.
And the one after that. Thread here in 1987. What album was this off of, Kenny, for Cyndi Lauper? Was this True Colors, or was this... This had to be True Colors, right?
It was either True Colors or the one after that.
Called True Colors, the one after that. That was actually
True Colors too.
Were you guys Cyndi Lauper people? Because she was like my idol when I was a young child.
I liked her a lot. The album before this with She Bop and She's So Unusual, that album.
Every song on that album was good, I think, that She's So Unusual album. And, you know, I had the opportunity, I saw her in concert, it must have been 10 years ago now. She opened for Tina Turner, and she was very, very pregnant at the time. And she did that.
I saw that too, yes.
That too. And she was so cute because she had this, you know, she's a pretty little girl, and she had this.
She was very pregnant.
Very pregnant, and she was wearing these heels. And I was with my mom, and I think the guy I was dating and a friend, and she's teetering around in these heels, and my mom is so distracted by the fact she's on in heels that she can't even enjoy the show. She's afraid she's going to fall.
And she has eventually, a tight dress on that lasts nothing to the imagination.
I know. Eventually, she took them off. So Cyndi Lauper at number three. All right, number two.
By the way,
yes.
This before we leave it, that Cyndi Lauper song was on True Colors, and she was singing with the Bangles.
Oh, cool!
I didn't realize that they were on that.
I didn't know that either. That's very cool. Good little tidbit
but
there,
Kenny.
All right, so number two from this week in 1987, Madonna, Open Your Heart. This is when she was just churning out the hits, one right after another.
Yeah.
This was never my favorite Madonna song, but I know it did very well. It probably went to number one, didn't it, Ken?
I think so. Either the week before or the week after this.
So see, Roberta, we've kept our hands to ourselves. You've touched me. We've had a change of heart. Now we're opening your heart. And then, of course, we've got to finish strong. Bon Jovi at number one, Living on a Prayer. The whole story.
Oh, boy.
So I was nine when this came out, and I remember that I had the cassette tape. Bon Jovi was pretty good. Where were you guys in 1987?
1987, I just had my first daughter. She was just a year old.
So you really were living on a prayer.
Oh, I was living on a prayer. Oh, yeah.
Ken, 1987, quickly, where were you?
I was working at my first radio station, doing nights, playing a lot of these songs.
Wow, very cool. All right, those are your top five songs from this week in 1987. Let us know where you were that year at our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can tweet us at Good Day Show on Twitter. It is 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's Pet Show Tip of the Day. So can dogs and cats get stressed out? The answer is a resounding yes. Let's face it, they live with you and they live with me. But you know, stress is no different for our pets than it is for people. One of the best ways to alleviate stress is by exercise, and one of the biggest problems we have with our pets nowadays is they're not getting enough of it. An exercise program is extremely important in assisting your pet in dealing with stress. Exercise is a known stress reducer, as with human beings, pets may fare remarkably better with exercise if it's included in their daily routine, particularly when done an hour or two before you leave the house. Remember, a tired pet is more likely to sleep and less likely to be destructive. Exercise is really critical. It gets that mind working. It gets that body working. As a behaviorist, the majority of problems I see can really be made better or at least brought under control with a little bit more mental stimulation and a whole lot more exercise. That's what it's all about. Tired dog sleep. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to the...
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Jennifer Horn. That is Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler over in the corner, and Michael Fortier behind the board in Washington, D.C. Dougie is not with us this morning. He is out with a little bit of the flu, a little flu bug. He wasn't feeling too hot, so he is off this morning, but we send him good thoughts because it's very rare that he takes a day off sick, and he's actually been off twice in the last couple of weeks. So it's this bug that is sticking around. And now, last night, guys, I didn't even know this was going on, to be honest. I hate to not be on top of these things, but President Obama and the First Lady Michelle hosted a state dinner last night in honor of the French President, Francois Hollande. Now, what I think is interesting is, shouldn't both of these people be at the Olympics? shouldn't old Francois and President Obama maybe be over at the Olympics? They're not crazy, I guess.
I don't think so.
They're not crazy.
So.
No. Much safer in Washington.
Why would he be at the Olympics?
Yeah, there's no reason for him to be there. It would just be a distraction, and it would be such a security nightmare, because it's a security nightmare already. You add a couple of presidents in there.
Wouldn't it be great, though, supporting the team out in their warm-up suits? I would like that.
Yeah.
According to the White House,
the
theme of the state dinner was inspired by the shared history and longstanding friendship between the United States and France. And here's the menu. It featured the best of American cuisine. Let's see if you agree. They had American caviar.
Okay.
I love caviar. Really?
Oh,
to me,
love
it's like
caviar.
Just weird and crunchy. I don't know. I try to avoid it.
Straight out of the jar.
Really? Oh, yep. You're so fancy schmancy. A winter garden salad.
Okay.
Dry aged ribeye beef. Sounds good. And then Hawaiian. You think this could be inspired by President Obama? Hawaiian chocolate malted ganache. To me, that sounds pretty darn good.
Oh,
R&B singer Mary J. Blige performed for the 300-plus guests after dinner. But I think the big story is probably about the president of France himself. Because if you remember, his wife, like, I hate to make jokes, but she kind of had the vapors.
Huh?
He was having an affair with, and I don't think it's actually his wife, I think it was his long-term partner, but he was having an affair, and all of this story became public, and his long-term person had to go into, like, a mental institution.
Really?
Yeah. This is like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, she had a breakdown.
Not too long ago.
But the mistress.
Not the mistress. The long-term partner. I don't think it was a wife.
They were together for a long time. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he showed up to this dinner stag. He didn't bring anybody with him because of the news of the affair. He had ended his longtime relationship, which this lady was not his wife, but was considered the first lady of France.
Mm-hmm.
They said that he came alone, but he brought baggage to the state dinner because of all the troubles. Because of all the troubles with his wife, he brought his baggage. Get it?
Emotional baggage.
Yeah. Now, what's really fun is that a lot of the press gets to go, and they tweet a lot from this dinner to let you know who was there. And there were a lot of movie stars, a lot of sports figures, a lot of business moguls. Samantha Power tweeted, "Sitting with Jason Collins at the state dinner, thanked him for his courage and making it a little easier for guys like Mike Sam Football." And then she hashtagged that, LGBT proud. Then Steve Brusk over at CNN said HBO's Veep, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, sat next to the real-life Vice President Biden at tonight's state dinner. That's pretty cool. The event, not just a party. Work gets done, according to the White House. Sure it does. Before the party, Obama and Holland met to tackle top issues that they share, especially, most specifically, Syria and Iran. So, big star-studded event over at the White House. I'd like to go to one of those dinners at some point. Have you been, Roberta? Because you're pressing.
No.
You've been.
Yeah.
No?
Nope. Never went to one. Nope.
We got to get on an invite list somehow.
I was on a presidential plane, but never went to a state dinner.
Listen to you. All right. Also, big news today: Toyota recalling 1.9 million. 1.9 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Prius cars.
Ooh.
I know. I'm telling you, this is where if a car plugs in or uses natural energy, it's going to have some issues, I think. They're recalling these 1.9 million cars around the world after they discovered that there's faulty software in the car's hybrid control system. These vehicles were manufactured between March 2009 and February 2014. That's a huge time period and a lot of cars. Toyota said that 997,000 Prius cars were in Japan, and then 713,000 of those in the recall are from North America. 130,000 of them are in Europe and in other regions throughout the world. No accidents or injuries have been reported, but that's a huge, huge deal.
Yeah.
They had massive recalls, too, back in 2009, if you remember. They had 14 million vehicles that had floor mat issues, gas pedals, and brake problems. So if you've got a Prius, make sure you check to make sure your car is still safe and sound. Now, in Ohio, guys, this story, not necessarily the hardest news of the day, but it has to be mentioned. There's a woman named Sheila Crabtree. And
Crabtree.
on Tuesday, it took only 5 minutes for her to die and then be reborn as sexy.
Excuse me?
She legally changed her first name to Sexy.
Sexy Crabtree?
Yes. Which sounds like one of those Facebook games where, you know, you take, like, your letter, the first letter of your name
exactly.
and the birth month, and you're like, you know, Sexy
Crabtree. Sexy Crabtree.
She said, quote, "I just feel so much better that I'm not burdened with an ugly name anymore." She's 41 years old, and she's from Pataskala, Ohio. I think that's how you say it. We have lots of friends over in Ohio. So if you know this woman or if you know the area anyway, give us a call at 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. The judge approved this name change. And she said, "Sexy really suits my personality. I like to have a lot of fun and be adventurous and just live life to the fullest." And she said, "Hey, Sexy works for me." Now, she's got two teenage daughters. They're okay with her name change, as is her husband. But she just hated the name Sheila. She said, "I absolutely hated my first name with a passion." She said, "Beside it sounding ugly, it was a reminder of her unhappy childhood." She said, "It did not suit me. I just did not feel like it was meant for me." Now, I don't know about you, but,
yeah, but
Crabtree
is.
Crabtree's a little worse than Sheila, isn't it? Sheila's a fine name. I don't know.
I've known some very beautiful ladies with the name Sheila.
Now, she had some backups. Like, if they didn't want to, if the judge hadn't granted her the name Sexy, she had two backup names. One of them sounds like Free chicken wing night at the strip club. One of them is Cinder, like in
Cinderella.
And here's the next one, which I might want to change to my own name, Sparkle.
Sparkle Crabtree. Sparkle. You're right. They sound like exotic dancer names.
Oh, don't they? Oh, my gosh.
And now, on the polls, Sparkle.
Sexy Cinder Sparkle. She should have gone with all three.
That's I know. Right. Sexy Cinder Sparkle. And she spelled all of them with S's, so she would have been the triple S. Since her teens, she's used her middle name, which is Renee. And she plans, I guess she still plans to use that most of the time. She'll just be sexy, I guess, when she's in the mood. Get it?
Sexy Renee.
So this brings up an interesting conversation. Did you ever want to change your name? Did you ever have, like, a desired name when you were little? Like a go-to play name?
No.
You didn't?
When I was a camp counselor, it was Miss Bobby they called me.
Oh, that's cute, Miss Bobby.
Miss Bobby's a kind of like a nickname for Roberta,
right?
Or Robert, you know. So
we have a Bobby in our family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was always, when I would play, like I'd always like to play the make-believe games, you know, like I'd like to be a travel agent, or I wanted to be a store clerk, or I wanted to work in a
be
restaurant.
Be a radio announcer at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Never played that game, trust me. I don't know how I ended up there. But I always wanted to have a different name. Like I wouldn't be Jennifer, I'd make a name tag. And for a long time, I really loved the Valley Girl name. I liked Stacy. I liked Jackie and Sarah. Those were like my three play names that I would go to. So I think if I had to change my name, it would probably be to one of them.
When I was in college, I tried one semester. I just wanted to see what it would be like. So I went by my middle name, which is Scott. But that's the closest that I've ever come to using a different name.
That's really cute. So you actually, you walked the walk. You had changed your, well, you didn't really change it. It was your middle name, but you had people call you Scott.
Yeah.
What about people that knew you? Did they still call you Ken?
Yeah, my friends still called me Ken, but you start a new semester, it's all new classes, it's all new teachers, all new people that you're in the classes with, so I tried Scott just to see if I liked it.
And they would always do that too. The professors always said, "Do you have any nicknames?" And they'd always write it down so that they call you by the right name. All right. Any crazy name stories that you have? 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. Or if you know this character, this sexy Crabtree, give us a call. Or maybe you are sexy Crabtree. I'm not sure. 888-302-DOUG. TV news, gossip, all up ahead. It is 43 minutes past the hour here on Good Day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 88WeirdSpice.com. People who have followed this plan at 88WeirdSpice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 88WeirdSpice.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 88WeirdSpice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 88WeirdSpice.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 88WeirdSpice.com. Watch for free at 88WeirdSpice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 88WeirdSpice.com.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated,
a signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
It is 46 minutes past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Ken Kessler in for Dougie. And we're joined by Dave in Mount Vernon. Now, Dave, I mispronounced the name of the place of residence for Sexy Crabtree, right? How do you say it?
Well, Sexy Crabtree proudly resides in Pataskala, Ohio, which is near Columbus.
I'm sorry for mispronouncing that, Pataskala. I'm going to always remember that now. So it's near Columbus, Ohio. Now, have you run across Sexy Crabtree lately?
Not yet, but I don't hit the bar scenes anymore or the dance clubs. But I had two or three other suggested first names which might have fit better, and they're all clean for the air.
Okay.
Flowering.
Oh, Flowering Crabtree.
Flowering Crabtree, I like that, yes.
Or blooming.
Blooming. I like that, too.
And if she ever has any surgery done for dancing, you might call her Pruned Crabtree.
Oh, Dave, you don't know how much I love you. We should send you something, Dave, because that's way too funny. All right, Michael, we know how you love to send people something. Take care of Dave and Mount Vernon, because that's great. Flowering and pruned are my favorites. Oh, poor Sexy Crabtree. Hey, guys, the most desirable women list came out just in time for Valentine's Day.
And we were number one and two.
We were bubbling under 100. We're like 101, Roberta. You and I are
tied. I'll take 101.
This was Ask Men's list of the 99 most desirable women of 2014. And interesting names up on the list. Number one this year was the Game of Thrones star Emilia Clarke. Do you guys know who she is?
No.
I don't watch the Game of Thrones.
No.
She must be hot because she's number one.
There's zombies in it.
I know. You like only the bloody ones. Coming in at number two, and this one's bizarre to me, is Community's Alison Brie. She's a really cute girl, but I don't know if I'd call her like the hottest girl ever, like number two. I don't know. And then you've got Blurred Lines model. Oh, and it's a terrible name. Emily Ratajkowski, I believe. And then last year's number one, Jennifer Lawrence. Rounding out the top five is Harry Potter's Emma Watson. I don't know if you've seen her lately, but she has gotten she's really grown into her looks quite a bit. She's looking good. Last year's number two, Mila Kunis, dropped all the way down to number 26.
Oh,
and Miley Cyrus came in dead last at number 99, though it was the first time she made the list. So there you have it. You can check it out at askmen.com, or we'll connect to it over at dougsteffen.com. Now, some sad news, Roberta, for our friend David Cassidy.
Oh, I used to love him.
Yeah,
teen idol.
A lot of people loved him. A lot of girls had crushes on him, and he's available again. There's the good news. His wife has filed for divorce after 23 years of marriage. His wife, Sue, filed papers on Tuesday morning citing the 70s heartthrob, his ongoing battle with alcoholism as the reason for their split. It's been coming for a long time, according to sources close to her. And Sue said herself, "I'm truly heartbroken that our marriage is ending." David Cassidy was arrested back in January for DUI, and he has since checked into rehab. So good thoughts for them. And Punky Brewster had her third baby. Congratulations to her. Little baby boy she had on Sunday. It is 51 minutes past the hour here on Good Day. We'll be right back.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It is 53 minutes past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Dougie out sick today. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, and Ken Kessler with you. And that music means that Warren Eckstein is here with us. Warren, welcome. Don't forget this segment, your part of Good Day, your starring role, Warren, brought to you by NutriDent Complete Dog Dental Chews. These things are so cool. They're clinically proven. They're better than brushing for your little doggy. And in clinical tests, NutriDent Complete reduces bad breath and tartar buildup more than brushing so that you can give your dog a big, fat, juicy kiss. They're made in the USA. They have added vitamins, minerals, no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives, and they're pretty good, right? They have this chicken flavor, all different kinds, and the dogs really love them. So that's NutriDent Complete Dog Dental Chews. And Warren, we're going to talk about the Westminster Dog Show and that awful giraffe lion incident. I want you to chime in on that when we come back. It is 54 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $1.39. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a World Wide Web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code. And that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
All right, Warren Eckstein with us, our pet expert. Now, let's talk about this giraffe. This was all over social media. This baby giraffe, Warren, was killed and fed to a lion. What's your thought about this? I mean, it seemed like it was nothing. It was very matter of fact for this zoo. What do you think?
It's about the sickest thing I've ever heard since I've been involved in the field of animal behavior, which is well over 30 years. How can you possibly, I can understand perhaps if an animal was older and it died, but how can you literally slaughter a young animal in front of people and then feed it to a lion? We all know that lions eat giraffes. We all know that lions eat wildebeest. We all know what they eat. You see it on TV, which I don't watch anyway, but I think it was just absolutely ludicrous to make this a big public display. Because I think what happened is it kind of worked two ways. There are people that are pro, but the majority of people that I speak to are obviously very, very upset about it. In fact, there's petitions all over the media now asking for the zookeeper to be fired and the zoo to be closed down.
Yeah, and people were saying that they did this because of some sort of inbreeding thing. That's why they had to kill the giraffe. But, you know, it seems to me they could have maybe asked if someone would take the giraffe, or at the very least they could have done this privately. I mean, like you said, everybody knows lions eat giraffes, and it's better than if you're going to kill this giraffe, throwing it in the trash, obviously. But, you know, couldn't they have moved it someplace? Do you think, would there have been someone private who would have taken the care of the giraffe?
Call me naive, but I believe that in order to breed, you need a male and a female. Why couldn't they just keep this giraffe, either neuter it or keep it separate from the other giraffes? It was just a stupid reason. There was absolutely no reason other than the fact that there was some PR involved. There were many sanctuaries that offered to take this. There were other zoos that offered to take the giraffe. So they refused to do that. So there was political reasons behind it that they did this, political and public relations. Just a ridiculous, stupid, abusive, crazy thing to do. I would love to spend 5 minutes with the zookeeper.
Absolutely. I'm sure. I'm sure you'd give him a piece of your mind. All right, tell us about the Westminster Dog Show, because that happened, was that last night or over the weekend?
Yeah, no, it was last night. The winner was a wire-haired fox terrier, a great breed of dog. It's kind of like owning a big dog dressed in a little dog suit. you know, I'm not always a big fan of the dog shows. Years ago, I used to commentate from there every year. There was that the guy who used to host it was Roger Karras, and he really didn't know a lot about the breed, so I would be sitting alongside him and say, that's that breed, that's this breed. This year, it was a little different at Westminster, though. They opened it up to mixed breeds, at least in the agility class part of it for obedience. You know, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this. I used to go to dog shows. I used to show dogs. But right now, it's kind of like, you know, my kid's better looking than yours. So what? I have an ugly kid. He's smart. I love him anyway. I don't know. People really love dog shows, though.
There was a video on social media not too long ago about the cat, my unspectacular cat. The cat just likes to nap all day. You know, everybody's always making money on their YouTube videos where cats and dogs do these crazy, wonderful stunts. And this one woman just went to YouTube and said, hey, look, you know what? This is my cat. My cat likes to sleep. Is that what you're getting at?
That's exactly what I'm getting at. By the way, I work with two spectacular dogs last week. Two dogs just brought into this country from Afghanistan by our GIs. Great dogs. Super dogs. We'll talk more about that next week.
Sounds great. Great. You can connect to Warren at our website at gooddayshow.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.